Hello, Slut. Did you miss me? I would tell you I missed you, but it would be kind of a lie, because I was off having lots and lots of fun at a kinky summer camp. But I just know you want to hear about my time there, don't you? Because you're a dirty little slut, and you want to picture yourself in each and every position I put so many other people in over the weekend. You're allowed. It's okay. You can allow yourself to just drop down and picture yourself as my oh-so-willing victim. I had so much fun. Wednesday. Oh, Wednesday was the best. I got there and got to check out this giant dungeon. So very, very big. A giant barn filled with all of the dungeon furniture you could possibly imagine. There were St. Andrew's crosses, probably like 7 or 8. There was every style of spanking bench. Massage tables for medical play. Oh my God, it was beautiful. There was a giant cage in the middle with padding in it so people could wrestle. And then, of course, tons of suspension rigs so that people could just be tied up in all sorts of really cool positions and swung around. I love the energy of it. I love playing with people. Love playing with slaves and sluts while there's this energy in the room all around me. It just allows me to go longer, go harder, become more creative, knowing someone's watching. Watching what I do to you. My first scene of the weekend, of the week, was tying a dirty little slut down on a spanking bench. And then I laid in front of his eyes about 10 different implements I was going to hit him with. And there were lovely leather paddles, wooden paddles, plastic paddles, belts. My little bitch slapper, which is a pretty pink hand that says the bitch slapper on it. Of course, it's, you know, we're slapping bitches. So I let him look at all of these lovely little toys. And then I took the blindfold and I shoved it over his head, cutting out all the light, cutting out all of his sight. And then I picked up the first paddle. I didn't pick them out in order. I picked one from the middle and I started rubbing it slowly over his body so he could get a nice sensation. And then I moved my head and my lips right next to his ear. I leaned in and I whispered to him, "You're gonna have to guess which paddle this is. First, I'm gonna start nice. I'm gonna give you some soft smacks, about 10 soft smacks. I'll give you 5 medium smacks, and then I'm gonna give you 1 really hard smack. And then I'm gonna come back up here. And you little slut, let's see how good you are. Let's see if you can guess exactly which paddle it is I'm using on you." And then I moved back, rubbing the paddle slowly, the edge of it against his skin, making little goosebumps pop up as I pulled it back. I like to hold the paddle right against the ass cheek, just pressing in for a minute before I pull it back. Letting them have that little moment of nothing touching them that comes right before pain. I think it helps a lot with getting them into the proper slave mindset. And then I smacked him lightly, not too hard, again and again and again, 10 times. And then I started hitting harder, 5 times. By now, his ass is starting to glow a little tiny bit. Not that much. A little red blush to it. And I draw it back, nice and hard, and smack. Really hard. And then I move up, rubbing the paddle against his skin as I move right back up to the ear. "Which paddle is it, baby? Can you guess?" He got it right. And so I moved on to the next paddle, and the next belt, and the next. And then finally in the middle, he got one wrong. and I come off and I say, naughty, naughty boy. We'll have to try again, much harder. Training your slaves is important, and I'm a big proponent of that. So I took that paddle back, and I hit him hard with it 10 times. Him crying and wiggling under every single hit. And then I drag it back slowly against his flushed skin until I'm back at the ear, whispering, can you guess what paddle it is, baby? He got it wrong again. I grab him by the hair and I whisper very harshly, then I guess we're gonna have to hurt you some more until you get it right. And then I just wail on him with it, just hitting harder and harder, getting into the swing of it. Eventually I restrain myself. I come back, and not so nicely, because sometimes it's just fun to be mean, to send a spike of fear through the people I'm playing with. Can you figure it out yet, slut? And this time he got it right. So we moved on. Back to low strokes, medium strokes, and going all through the rest of the paddles and belts. It was really quite fun. And then you untie him and give the after cuddle. And that's the first scene of the weekend. It was so much fun. Now, that, of course, was only the very beginning of my weekend. I got there Tuesday night, but I had to help out to earn the ability to be there Tuesday night. So after that, I think I went to the pool on Wednesday, because there's this lovely pool there where, guess what? Nobody seems to wear clothes. You can, and occasionally someone does, but for the most part, come on, strip naked, go skinny dipping. It feels fucking amazing to have the water just against your skin with nothing in between, nothing to catch on. Just floating and playful, especially when you're playing with someone else. It's so easy to just go from laughing and throwing balls at each other, smacking each other with pool noodles, dancing around the pool and playing, to making out, to groping, to touching. No fucking. It's the one of the two places that you're not allowed to fuck there is the pool. But you can still do so much more, such as pool hypnosis. It's really simple and easy. And after playing for a bit, I tell him to stop, stay still. And I move up behind you and just wrap my arms around you. Wrap my arms as I run my fingers up and down over your body in the sun in the pool. And start to stroke lightly until your eyes close. Not because I told you to, because it feels too good to keep them open. And I just start to talk and whisper in your ear, whispering gently little things. Be a good boy for me and just let your mind drop. The world is at peace right now. All around you is a lack of any sort of responsibility, a lack of any sort of constraint. And really, you can just be free. Relax and let me hold you. And with this, I'll take my hand and I'll put it behind their neck. I'll take my other arm and I'll scoop it right underneath their knees. And I just lift up and they're nice and relaxed and you just drop for me. And drop for me as I hug them, hug you to my chest. And just start whispering in your ear as you float, completely held by me. Your body completely relaxed in my arms, helpless and vulnerable. As I whisper in your ear to just float. Feel the sun beating against your skin. A pleasurable warmth that just spreads through your entire body. Beating into you like an impact, except, oh, so gentle with its thuds. I want you to feel the sun vibrating into you. So with every ray of heat you feel, it feels like it thrums through your entire body, making you vibrate with the tempo of its beating down rays. While the water cradles you and you float, your mind floats, your body floats, and everything is peaceful. And I can just talk you down like this. Talk you down into a blissful world that is nothing but relaxation, comfort, and stability in my arms. And it feels good, and it is nice. And while we're here, your mind is just blank and open. Open to my suggestions. Open to my conditioning. You're just free. And you're just so very relaxed. And as you go down, down, deeper into this happy place, I'm just going to give you a couple commands. A couple very simple things that are going to resonate through your mind and allow you to enjoy yourself so much more. So just relax, your head pillowed against my breast. Your legs over my arms, just you and me. There's noise all around us now, but it doesn't matter. All that matters is you and me and floating gently in the pool. And once I have you in this lovely spot, we just float like this for a while because it's nice and it's intimate and it feels so good. And I'll just hold my slave this way. His head pillowed against my breast, kept safely out of the waves, little waves going over his skin. And I'll just gently lower him until he's on his knees in the shallow end. Just enough that your shoulders and your head are above the water. And it feels nice, eyes still closed. Mind still blank, still open and vulnerable to my commands. And I just walk around him, touching your scalp. It feels nice. Simple commands installed inside. Your knees are glued to the cement at the bottom of the pool. You cannot move them. You want to. It doesn't really matter. You are stuck. I grab his arms and I move them behind his back, telling him that he's like one of those little stretchy dolls. One of those little dolls that you can move their hands, and once you place them, they stay in that position until they're moved again. Simply a doll, simply a puppet, cannot move for as long as I say, until you're released. And then I just gently touch him. And then I tell him to wake up. 1, 2, 3. Wake up, baby. I love that dreamy expression on the face of a freshly woken up sub. That happy smile, that peaceful joy. Just relaxed and complete putty in my hands. And so I step back a couple feet away in the pool. And I just start playing with my boobs and just rubbing them, just bouncing up and down a little in the water so they just kind of float up and down on it. And I start teasing and taunting. Don't you want to be a good boy? Come suck my nipples for me. Don't you want to come bury your face in my tits? I know it's your favorite thing. And just being playful and teasing. Don't you want them? Come here, baby. And just watching the sub struggle to move. And, well, now they're awake, their smart-ass mouth comes into play, and they're like, come on, please. Begging, taunting. That's not fair. It's not meant to be fair, baby. It's just meant to be amusing for me. And I'm so amused as I walk in circles and leave them there stuck. And go off swimming in the pool a couple paces away, just playful. Throwing a ball at his head and watching as he tries to duck. Hypno in the pool is so much fun. Eventually, of course, you have to let them go. You go up behind them, grab their arms, move them from behind the back, lift them up, kiss them, and tell them they did such a good job, such a good boy. And then go back to playing in the pool. Now, after the pool, another thing I love there is the vendors. The vendors are fucking phenomenal. If you've never been to a community like kink event, like a big one, a week-long one, something that's over a weekend or something where that has vendors. Vendors are phenomenal. They had like 7 vendor tents and, oh my God, in the one tent, the leather by Danny had to have been my favorite by far. Like some of the toys he has are just exquisite. So I bought a corset from one of the other tents, this lovely black leather corset that zips up the front and really makes my tits pop for another dominatrix outfit because I needed one. Put it with some boots and, well, I'm good to go whip some boys into shape. So I bought the corset and I went up to the Leather by Danny tent, and I have never been to a vendor tent I've enjoyed more. Just the cuffs are phenomenal. I ordered a full custom set of cuffs, collar, leash, blindfold, these back binders, and then these bondage straps, which, oh God, I can't wait till they come in so I can use them. I'll tell you a story when I do, okay? But I go up to this tent, and the first toy I just had to buy before everything else was this lovely leather strap. It was a gift, honestly, but I picked it out, and this strap is so much better than a normal strap. A normal strap is lovely, don't get me wrong, especially it has some steel boning in between the leather. It gives it this nice, sturdy, just smack, this thud. If you like a thud, these straps are the way to go. They allow me to hit harder because I love hitting hard. I love putting force behind my hits. I love that giant sound that just thwap. And then again and again, and I want to hit harder and faster and longer and just really wail on somebody. And if somebody's not a huge masochist, I can't normally do that very well because, you know, you don't want to take somebody past their limits outside of fantasy. And with a strap, you can really put a lot more force into it and it'll still hurt, but it's a thuddy kind of pain that people can take better than like a straight wooden paddle or something. So I bought this lovely fucking strap that's special. It's like a split strap, and I can open it. And for the whole weekend, I was using the strap as a way to make one of my slaves heal. So I would put it around the back of his neck and the handle would be in the front. And I would just kind of hold that with my fist and then stick out my elbow against his chest. So I was kind of holding him in that position where he can't help but walk exactly where I want him to, exactly how I want him to. So I kind of hold this position with my fist kind of above my tit and my elbow back behind my shoulder. And I would just make him heal. And I would walk him around camp like that. And it was very nice. I'm teaching him because I'm short, and a lot of my slaves are taller than me. It's like, I don't care if I'm shorter. You will walk behind me. You will walk in your proper position. And whenever I feel like it, I can just take the strap off from around the neck and beat him. Like if we're standing in line, I get bored or something, you know. Just beat him. It's so great. Now, Thursday was fun, just running around, putting guys on leashes, making them sit next to me. My one favorite thing is when I go to talk to some of the other campers, I can just sit down in a camp chair and have one or sometimes multiple subs sitting in front of me and just using my hands, petting them on the head. It's a very affectionate thing. Sometimes if somebody speaks to them, they're allowed to talk back, but otherwise it's more speak when spoken to type deal. They're simply there for me to touch, or if I need them to, I'll snap my fingers and point and they'll turn into proper little footstools. Honestly, my plan for the next time I come to summer camp is I'm going to have, I'm going to have one slave just be, it'll be a service position, I suppose. I'm going to find someone to basically follow me around with a chair the whole weekend, like one of the fold-up camp chairs. And whenever I stop to talk to people, and I'm stopped for more than like 30 seconds, he'll hastily assemble the chair behind me. And then just, when he has it ready, kind of like take my elbow and lead me to sit down. And then pop in front of me to be a proper little footstool. And I'll just put my feet on top of him and continue talking. I don't want to acknowledge him at all, so I won't. Whoever I do this to, it's going to be an objectification thing. If someone speaks to them, they can speak, of course, but for the most part, they're there to set up the chair and be my footstool and be ignored while I talk to other people. And then when I'm done talking to that person, and this could be anywhere from 2 minutes to a half hour, I simply get up and walk away to the next place I want to walk. And behind me, the poor little objectified slave will have to struggle to get the chair together and get off of his knees and then run after me to set up at the next place. I think it'd be a really, really fun scene. But Friday, let's go on to Friday. Friday was a lot of fun. Shibby may have gotten a little drunker on Friday. And that always makes me like girls more. I don't know. I really like looking. I like touching. I like playing with. I don't actually really like to fuck them that much. And then again, I haven't really gotten into the strap-on thing too much yet. Maybe once I do, it will be more fun when I have a cock to shove inside of them. But I was walking to the dungeon, and I see this scene being played out. And there's a girl stretched out on a rack. Her top half completely just open. And then wearing pants. And I was invited to touch. I do so love to touch. So I walked up and ran my hands over her beautiful skin. See these lovely tits, probably about C cups, just so cute with these perky little tiny nipples just sticking out. And I loved running my fingers over them. And she was just completely restrained, her arms above her head in a rack-like position on this swinging piece of equipment. So if I wanted to, I could have just swung her back and forth. And just rubbing my hands over her, just glorying in how beautiful her skin was. How lovely her belly, that lovely little curve of the belly. I love the curves on women, you know? Just graceful, beautiful curves everywhere. They're a little bit more fleshy than men, and I love it. And I moved my hand down lower, and I asked her owner for permission. And I had permission to touch over the pants. And they were just sweatpants, so I could still feel everything, just touch everything, play with everything. It was a really fun experience for me, and it's something that's very common at these camps is people kind of have a please touch thing going on. You know, you can play with their toy, play with their slave, and well, I'm not a huge fan of sharing my slaves that much. I'm kind of possessive, and if someone is really, truly mine, the idea of someone else touching them is infuriating. But, I mean, to play with other people, it can be fun. I just stroked my hand over that soft flesh, made her squirm and wiggle as I looked into her face and realized that it was somebody I had talked to earlier at the dinner. And it was just very surreal. Like, this is a stranger. I've talked to her once, and I didn't even recognize her until after I started playing with her. And she was a thinking, talking, conversive human being, and now she's stretched out, helpless, swinging, and I can do anything her owner lets me do to her. I just love camp. Now, sadly, over the weekend, it was Saturday night, there was a bit of an incident, an accident if it were, and I now have a sprained, possibly fractured left wrist. No, it's not the end of the world, to be honest. It's not my beating hand. It's not my masturbation hand. I can't drive at the moment because I drive stick shift, and it's just, unless I can teach my boobs to steer for me while I'm shifting, it's just simply not safe to do so. Lovely little accident. However, I'm not going to let that stop me from playing with people. So Sunday night, I did another scene, which was by far my favorite of the entire camp experience, where I took a sub to the dungeon, and at first I was kind of unsure if I would be able to do this, because a lot of things I wanted to do I've only ever done with two hands, and I wasn't sure I could do a lot of the laces and buckles, but the slave was pretty persistent that he didn't want anyone else touching him, so I figured I'd give it a shot. And I started off, I was in my corset, my lovely, like, black and silver corset. And it's got these, like, vest-type deal to it that just, it really screams top. Some of my corsets, you could mistake me for a sub, but this corset, no sub wears this corset. This is a fucking dominatrix corset. And I make the slave take off everything except for his boxers and get on his knees in front of me. And just wait. I bring out his mitts, his little like puppy mitts, where once they're on, his fingers are useless because they're bound up inside of the mitt that's cuffed and locked to his wrist. I mostly make him put these on because I just couldn't. And after they're on, I make him pick up my toy bag and bring it over to a spanking bench, a different design from the one I'd used earlier. This one's more of like a straddle bit, this leather bit in the middle, like sticking up, and then on each side of the straddle is two more like places for legs and arms to rest. So I have him put it next to it, and then I tell him I unzip the bag. And I tell him I want him to put all of the toys on the table. Well, hand me all the toys and I'll put them on the table. So it's funny just watching him struggle to lift them with these mitts, not having fingers available, having to pinch each toy in between his hands to hand it to me while he's on his knees. Just offering up to me all these lovely things I'm going to hurt him with. All of the paddles, all of these whips, this lovely spiky pinwheel that was a new toy for me. And I put them all up. And then once they're arranged, we take out the hood. And I'm not going to lie, this is where I'm a little impressed with myself. I got the hood on him. It's a completely form-fitted to this particular slave's head hood. All leather. Completely blocks out light. There's a little hole for the mouth and two little holes for the nose. And, well... It took me a couple of tries to even get the thing over his head, but eventually I was able to do it with some teeth work, and I smushed his head in there really good. And then it requires you to lace it up, which was special. I would take my teeth and grab one end and then take the other lace in my other hand and then just pull at opposite sides to really get it nice and tight. Just on one hand, there's no reason for things to be loose. And after this is all tied up, there's all these leather buckles that go overhead to compress the hood and make it even tighter, make it even more secure, make him even more, like, unable to hear, unable to see. After this was done, I just stood there, just looking at it, feeling a little impressed with myself, I'm not gonna lie, you know? I'm shibby, I'm badass, I can do this shit one-handed, fuck all y'all bitches. Sorry, I then, via touching him, made him aware that he needed to get onto the spanking straddle bench thing. I put some cuffs on his ankles, and then I used some connectors to connect him all up. Now, one of the fun things about this hood of his is at the very top, at the crown of your head, like, there's a D-ring. And so I stuck his leash onto that D-ring. and then tied the leash off at a eye hook at the base of the spanking straddle thing and made it really tight. So not only could he not move his arms and hands because they were secured, but he could not move his head either, just leaving him completely helpless, completely vulnerable, completely waiting for me to hurt him. He had fucked up earlier, so he knew I was going to really, really hurt him. Now, to start with, I really wanted to make this an intense scene. I'd done a lot of scenes the week, but they'd all been like under an hour, so I wanted this to be a really long, really intense. The energy of the dungeon around us was lovely. Everywhere I looked, I could see people doing amazing scenes, beating people, tying people, suspending people, fucking people. The energy was just amazing. Just this intense, kinky, sexual energy of just people playing everywhere. Just, it sends me spiraling upwards into top space. And I just start strutting a little bit more. My shoulders square back a bit more, and I'm ready to go. I start my running my fingers over the slave's back, just touching, just feeling, just caressing, trying to find sensitive spots with my fingertips that I'll find again later with other implements. Tickling here and there, seeing how much I can make him wiggle and squirm, how much room the slave has to wiggle and squirm. Just touching practically every part of their body lightly with fingertips. And then I get to the boxers and I pull them down, leaving them exposed. And I start by grabbing something light, a nice light paddle, and just start slowly hitting him with it. I started with the strap because I think it's a beautiful piece of equipment for any sort of sub you want to send to space. There's something about the rhythmic thwacking you can get going that you can't really do with a paddle. With Florentine floggers, you can do that same kind of rhythm, that nice, like, soft, 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 medium, hard, soft, 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 medium, hard. You just get a rhythm going, a pattern going that's glowing their ass, and they can kind of just sink into the impact the same way someone sinks into trance. And you just beat them across the ass, beat them across the shoulders, just kind of going around their body and just beating them, warming it up. Just like if I'm giving someone a massage, I always want to start off lightly. And sometimes you go a little firmer and a little deeper where it needs it, but you're really just warming up the body. So that's what I did. I took that strap and I warmed up his body, hitting his legs, hitting his arms, just giving his entire body a rosy little glow. And I then moved on to a harder paddle, and I started hurting him a little bit. I wanted him to really feel some pain, get those endorphins really rolling through his body. And so I beat him, and I smack him. And I decide I want to secure him a little bit more. So I grab some zip ties and I very, like, and this part was difficult for me because doing a zip tie one-handed and even with teeth can be a bitch. But I zip tied all of his cuffs a little bit tighter together to the eye hooks. And then, you know, I have some zip ties in my hand. What are you going to do? Well, I took three of the very, like, foot-long zip ties, and I started walking around his body, just beating him with them, lightly at first, and little stingy sensations. I try it on my arm first, of course, to make sure I know exactly what level of pain I'm causing, and then I just walk around him, smacking him with it, hitting him here, hitting him there, hitting him fucking everywhere. This isn't like a paddle or a flogger where I have to worry about hitting the middle of his back or sensitive spots you wouldn't want to hit with any amount of pressure. These are just little stinging sensations that add to the sensation. And since this wasn't a toy, really, I knew that he didn't have any idea what I was using to hit him with. So it's this mystery sting going all over his body, hitting him literally everywhere. Dragging it over his skin, just extra sensation to just kind of confuse his brain, confuse his nerve endings, and just really fun to beat him with. This one really made him wiggle, this stain. So I move on now. I put down the zip ties. And I just move on to the crop. The crop is lovely in that you can, again, hit somebody pretty much anywhere. And I just go through his body and I start circling him. And as I circle him, I smack him. And I just start circling faster and faster and smacking him everywhere so he never knows where the blows are going to come from. The hood does a really good job of blocking out a lot of sound, especially when you use earplugs underneath. So I just want him to not feel safe, not necessarily know how many people are smacking the slave. It's just me, but coming in all directions pretty fast, it just adds to the confusion and takes the brain down a little bit more. Smacking all over, having some fun, rubbing it, sometimes just taking that crop and the handle and just rubbing it really hard against their skin. Not enough to be painful, but enough to kind of cut into the skin a little bit. Just leave little marks as I run it over, run the leather over him, put it in front of his face. He can't see it, but he can feel me tapping it gently against his cheek, tapping it gently against the top of his head, just moving it all over his body. And then finally I put that away. And I use some more paddles and really beat him until his ass is red, he's wiggling. And then I break out this little sharp pinwheel. And it feels like little tiny pinpricks hitting you. It doesn't actually draw blood. I'm not doing it hard enough for that. But I'm doing it in all of his most sensitive spots. Just imagine, every place you're ticklish, every place you're super sensitive, having something really sharp just run over it. Kind of a tickle, kind of painful, just really fun. And this really made him wiggle, really made him squirm about and cry out a little bit, what little crying out he could do. And just running it everywhere, over his feet, under his underarms, across his balls and his inner thighs, just everywhere. And I had fun playing with him, watching him squirm, and I put it away. And now I kind of decide I just want to use my hands for a little bit. So I take my right hand, the good one that's not currently injured due to special circumstances, and I start hitting him, squeezing him, groping him really hard, grabbing the ass, just the fleshy bit, and kind of putting my fingernails in a little bit, making it hurt. And I start walking around him in circles, and just every little part of his body, I'm grabbing, I'm pulling, I'm poking, I'm pushing. I just making him feel buffeted from all sides, and I just start walking around faster and faster, smacking him, slapping him across his leather hood, and just pulling at him, just making him feel like he's being beaten up, and I guess he is. I really want him at this point. We've been so far into the scene. His mind should be just already floating, and this is going to take it that extra little bit, that little psychological fear, not knowing where he's going to get struck, where he's going to get pinched, where he's going to get poked, not knowing what's coming next, so that when I do go to the next thing, his mind will be able to just kind of space out from getting a beating that's more of a pattern and less of a surprise. And I take out, for one final time, the strap, because I know I'm gushing on it, but it's a new toy, and I think it's an amazingly versatile one, and I just start beating him again, beating him until he's sweating and squirming, and I'm not sure he can take anymore, and then I just put it away. I start packing up the bag a little bit, and then about halfway through, I have to go borrow some scissors because I could not find my scissors to get rid of the zip ties. And I undo all of his cuffs and collar, I undo his cuffs from the straddle horse. And I undo his leash, and still holding the leash that's attached to the top of his head, I make him get on his knees next to the horse. And I just make him sit there while I finish cleaning up the rest of the toys, putting them all away in the bag. I take off his cuffs, I put them in the bag, until all he has on is his boxers, the mitts, and the hood. And then I make him walk on his hands and knees. I make him fucking crawl as we crawl over to the station that has all the wipes. Crawling in front of all these people. He can't see them, he can't hear them, but he can imagine. He knows they're there. Everybody can see him in his little subby glory. While I'm just walking in my corset, feeling powerful, my pet at my side. I grab a wipe, I make him crawl back, and then I wipe down the straddle horse. And then we crawl back again as I go to throw it away. I take his shoes. And we crawl over to, well, he crawls over to this bench where I sit down. And his hood, he can hear a little if I'm right up against it. So I give him instructions to give me his feet. And I put his socks on, I put his shoes on. So now he's simply naked except for socks and shoes, boxers, hood, and mitts. And of course, the leash. I unhook the leash from the crown of his head and I put it on the collar. And that's attached to the hood, and I pick up my toy bag and I put it in his arms, making it very clear he needs to carry it. And then standing him on a leash with his hood on and his mitts, we walk out of the dungeon. We walk and walk, and then finally we get to the little tiny road that runs through the camp, and we wait. Until finally I hear a golf cart coming by. And they have these little golf carts that taxi everybody around during the events. And I make him get into the golf cart and with the toy bag. And we just kind of ride around camp for a little bit in the golf cart. He has no idea what's going on, no idea where he is, and that's the way I want it to be. That was a really, really fun scene. Very happy I was still able to make it happen, even with the fucking wrist. Stupid wrist. But it was my favorite scene of the week. And I hope you guys had a fun week too, whatever you guys were doing. And now I'm back. I'm ready to make some more audios, play with more sluts. And I hope you enjoyed me sharing with you.